evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and that with Elaine Silver singing our theme song, Standing in the Possibility. We are coming into a new time. We really are. We're starting not only a new decade, but we're starting a new feeling of the fifth dimension energies. And my guest tonight is Louisa Reche, who is, to me, the best Contessa I have ever met. How are you tonight, Louisa?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, you have been talking around the world about empowering women and how we can become happy and grateful, and I would love to hear some of what you're saying to others to share with our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. It's been my great privilege to be able to teach really around the world. Well, starting here in our own backyard in Pennsylvania, in New York City, in Munich, in Germany, in Italy, in Japan. And what's been fascinating to me is that no matter where you are in the world, the concerns that women have and those kinds of things that we're looking for are the same. So I decided that it was time that, you know, I did something about that. And to me, happiness and gratefulness really comes from a mindset. We talk so much about, we all want happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you and I want some too. And it all starts in what we believe about ourselves, those subconscious beliefs, those ideas of what we think is right and wrong. And so the simplest way that I know to help somebody get in there into that feeling of happiness is to change their vibration and what they're thinking about themselves, the world, other people, circumstances, all of it.
Well, you know, we just finished our vibration weekend, and there was a woman who was sharing with us, and she's from Switzerland. And her husband wants to retire in Switzerland, and she does not want to go. Why doesn't she want to go, Louisa? Because she will become a second-class citizen. And she literally said that. She said, I'm happy here. I'm grateful here. I do sculpture work here. I'm honored. I'm recognized as a woman. And if I go back there, I'll become a second-class citizen. I thought of you. I thought of you, and I thought, isn't that interesting?
It sure
is. How is that relevant today? How is that relevant to women today, that feeling that she shared with us?
Well, I grew up in Switzerland myself, so I know, or I have a sense of what she might be talking about. And the freedom that you do have being in the United States is a freedom to just explore whatever it is that you want. But ultimately, it's really the idea within you. You know, if she goes to Switzerland with the idea that she is a second-class citizen, well, that's what she's going to be vibrating, and that's what everybody else is going to reflect back to her. So why is it relevant to women today? I mean, we are in a time of great, great transformation, and I think particularly as women, we're really called upon to manifest that power that we have within, and many of us don't even realize that we have it, that it's here to be brought into the world. We've been raised a certain way with certain ideas of what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a mother, a wife, a daughter,
whatever.
And
we're supposed to be in the background and take 10 steps back behind the man who leads. That's how
well,
we were brought up in my generation.
Right, and even in my generation, and although we fought against it, I still see that, particularly at that subconscious level, there are all these messages that we've been given, and we have no idea that they're still dictating our lives. And, you know, we get overwhelmed, we get lost, and still trying to fit in, and we're still living in a world made up by rules that are more in the masculine energy. And I love men, I'm not saying anything against men, but the rules that were set up is very much about, you know, fighting, and in the corporate world, and cutthroat, and that kind of thing. And women have made big strides, but they're still trying to make it within that energy that is not inherent to a woman. So it's important that women really understand and connect to that feminine power that we all have within, know who they are, and really embrace what I call the inner Contessa.
And part of that is finding your joy and being able to know that you are a strong person and worthwhile. You know, they should be seen and not heard. They should be kept in the background. They're secondary to men. Men are the ones that do the thinking and do the caring, and the women are supposed to stay home and clean and take care of the kids. That is just so passé these days, Louisa. But that is about what they have been feeling, especially in foreign countries. When you go to some of the Islamic countries, or you go over to Israel, or you go to the countries where the women are still veiled, that's still going on. How can they find their strength?
Well, the strength, I started what I call the 30-second revolution. That means doing little exercises 30 seconds at a time. I find that many women, no matter where you are just too busy and overwhelmed. And if you tell them even to take 10 minutes for themselves, they roll their eyes. It's like, oh, that sounds really great, but I don't know where to even find 10 minutes for myself. And that's an indication of how little we value who we are and what we bring to the world. So
I said, all right, let's take that out of the equation. Men can do
too.
But so we don't care for ourselves. We don't care for ourselves enough. We care for everybody else. We're pleasing this one. We're pleasing that one. We're pleasing the boss. We're pleasing the banker. We're pleasing the mortgage guy as much as we're pleasing our son, our daughter, our parents, and our relatives. It's really true.
Absolutely.
But when we come to us, I taught today in our seminar that people are afraid to be quiet. They're afraid to sit still and go within because they feel like they're not being productive, they're not doing anything, and they're being lazy.
Well, we're not being taught to be quiet, and we are surrounded by so much noise anyway that it's scary. It's scary to be quiet. That's why I say, you know, 30 seconds at a time. Men, women, anybody can take 30 seconds at a time and start that self-care. Because it's not about the 30 seconds. It's about really creating that energy that you're important enough to take time for yourself, even if it's for little 30 seconds at a time. How? Well, the system that I've come up with is called the Best Abundance Technique, and best so you can be the best that you can be as a human being. But best also stands for body, emotion, spirit, and thoughts. So there are these little 30-second exercises for each category. May I give you a few examples?
At least one.
Good. Well, let's start with the body. We talked at the very beginning about for granted. Only when, you know, we have a pain or something breaks down do we really sort of realize how important every single part is. So let's take 30 seconds at a time and pick a body part. You can pick your big toe, for example, or a hand. And really allow yourself to stay with, I'm staying with my right hand. I'm looking at my right hand right now. And I'm really not focusing on the wrinkles or any spots or anything like that. It's not about that. But focusing on the gratitude, what this hand provides me. I can, you know, I can caress something soft. I can touch a child's head. I can chop something to prepare a meal. I can grasp something, you know, to really feel it. All the things that this part of my body allows me to do. For 30 seconds, I'm going to just concentrate on that.
We're going to take 30 seconds now, and we're going to feel a smile, and it's going to come from Kermit. Let's do that, and then we'll get back to another part of the body. Let's do the smile.
Great.
Smiles as quiet as a breath of air. It says, hello, I'm here, you're there. If you're feeling friendly, then a friend I'll be. A smile connects us, you and me.
A drawn and worried look on their face, Louisa, especially about the economy, about the oil spill, about politics, about what's coming down the road. I figured if I reminded everybody about their mouth and their smile, that was at least a 30-second reconnection, right?
I love it. And actually, I love the smile because there's been a lot of research that even if you just bring your the corners of your mouth upwards in a smile, even if you're actually not smiling, just for yourself, it will change how the brain communicates, and
you're
it will
adorable.
Change your right. It will change your state of mind in a positive way. So I encourage everyone with if it's with a song like we just heard, some image that brings a smile to their face, or just the thought of just bringing up the corners of your mouth, it will change things right away. Those are 30 seconds little tips.
And you know, when Kermit sings, there's such a joy with it. I don't know, so many people just feel free. Why does Kermit make us feel so free? He's wonderful.
Well, because it reminds us. Yeah, I think for it reminds us a bit of that childhood, you know, carelessness that you don't have to worry about things, and it's in the tone of voice, and it just connects to some memories, which is wonderful.
He's trusting the universe.
Yeah,
right?
We
so
could learn from Kermit.
When I was at the airport, I used to teach people, and I would do this at the airport because it could get very cold in the hangar very quickly, and their hands would start to get cold. And I would teach them to stare at their hands and to put gloves on. And when they did that, mm-hmm. their hands would begin to warm. So is that similar
right.
to what you're talking about?
Well, that's using the power of thoughts to really affect the physical, which is one of the beautiful things. We are connected in all these many ways. Your thoughts affect how you feel emotionally, and it will affect your physical body. So you encouraging somebody to imagine that they have gloves on will change their body temperature. We use it all the time. We're just not aware of it. You know, daydreaming and imagination, it all starts in the thinking. Thoughts are really creating your reality. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you've heard this, Elizabeth, is when if you don't like what is happening in your life right now, remember what you were thinking yesterday. I'm paraphrasing, but that's a quote. And it's true, because your thoughts create your reality. So that is in best. That's the last one, thoughts.
My favorite sentence is, today is the yesterday, is the tomorrow I worried about yesterday. Today is the tomorrow
exactly.
I worried about yesterday.
Yeah, that's the same thing I was just saying, but I like the quote as well. But thoughts, you know, a 30-second exercise for thoughts would be, pick a quality that you wish to embrace in your life. And for 30 seconds at the time, when you have the quality, really close your eyes, because it always helps me when I close my eyes to shut off the outer reality, and imagine that you're already embodying that quality.
Well, while we go to a commercial, and by the time that
right.
we get back, maybe they'll have a picture in their mind.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the 4th dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, Release fears and doubts and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Reche at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
You are listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, and we're back. How are you doing, Louisa?
I'm doing just great. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Good. And we were talking, I wanted to go into your four pillars of what you are talking about, the body, emotion, spiritual, mental, thought, and how that helps women become stronger with their empowerment.
Sure. Well, those are the four components that really create the whole being. You know, you got to take care of your body. You got to really address how you're feeling emotionally. You have to have that connection to spirit, to the bigger part of you. And, of course, the thoughts that drive it all, that drive from your spirit connection, you create, well, the thoughts are created, but very often we don't listen to those spirit thoughts because we are so busy reconnecting to the things that are in our subconscious mind that we don't even know, we're not aware of. They drive how we feel emotionally and ultimately how we feel physically, how our physical body functions. So we really need to take care of these four primal aspects to be whole and really get to that strength within and allow us to be the best human beings we can possibly be. So we were talking
just had that movie Eat, Pray, Love, and of course that was very focused on a woman, so maybe you could fit that in too.
Sure, absolutely. Everybody, the book in particular had such great resonance with women because it spoke to the path that many of us go through, you know, feeling not recognized, feeling lost with depression and really feeling lonely and all those things. And the woman, her name was Elizabeth too, took this journey. Took her around the world to really discover herself. And she started in Italy, of course, with body. Now, she didn't really, I read in the movie review, she went to Italy to eat. Well, I think that's one of the things that she ended up doing, because there is lots of good food in Italy, of course, but she really went to discover pleasure. I think, if I recall correctly, she did not know what passion and pleasure were all about. She did not have an understanding of that. So she chose Italy because it spoke to her, because it's true, people there live in a different way. Their connection to life, to the passion in life is quite different. I mean, I'm Italian myself, so I know about that, about bringing passion to everything that you do. If you're cooking a meal, if you're sitting with friends, you know, Italians are known to be speaking with their hands and all of that, and it's...
I know, and their food is wonderful.
Yes, I agree, absolutely. So what I teach is how you can actually get yourself on that path of inner discovery to the silence within, where you can ultimately get to love. And love, for Elizabeth in the book, it was, you know, finding a mate. But it's the love within, you know, that you feel at peace. and sort of the larger self, that connection to the larger self. You don't, you can, and I invite you to come to Italy with me to Tuscany, but you don't have to take a year off to.
That's
to
what
get
I was just
going to
say. You don't have to do that. So how would you do it without traveling the world?
Well, we were talking about the 30-second exercises. That would be a really, really simple way to get on your way to really discover. And I don't want to say discover because you know what, Elizabeth? The Contessas, they already live within us. That energy, that strength, that grace is already present. It's not
you
like we have to go find
it. You want
to
bring it into
right.
action. Bring
yeah,
it into
it's very
life.
Often it's just covered up by old stuff, old belief system, things that have happened to you that have dragged you down. So it's a matter of uncovering and embracing it again. So starting with these little exercises would be the easiest way to get on your road. Or you can sign up. I have teleclasses going on, which is sort of the next easiest way to get on the phone and be part of a community for 4 weeks and really go through the different steps to more in depth and really be with yourself for an hour a week. And of course there's homework, but you know, it's like 20 seconds here and half a minute there. So we're not talking about long hours for women in particular to make it easy and accessible and really, really simple, but it adds up. And it's the energy that you're creating that adds up. I also have day-long events and weekend retreats. And then, of course, if you are on the express train to really embrace your Contessa, then, you know, get on a plane, join me in Italy, and I guarantee you you'll not be the same person coming back.
Well, of course, you know, we've been playing your commercial now for the last 4 weeks. But I do want to say that Louise Hay really helped people when she came in with her affirmations and looking into the mirror and looking into your eyes and accepting your soul and knowing that you have latent talents that you can bring forward and knowing that that's okay. A lot of people don't think that's okay. They feel they're in competition with their kids or competition with sisters and brothers. How can you overcome that? Louisa.
Well, I think looking in the mirror and doing those affirmations are wonderful. It's just that many, particularly women, we look in the mirror and what we see are our flaws first. So we need to take a step back and
overlook
start
those, right.
Well, I don't want to say overlook them. Actually embrace them because that's just part of who you are. And
well,
they're not flaws.
The exercise,
they just make
just
you...
To do the exercise, you would just look in your eyes and not worry about the flaws that are there and accepting them. You want to go deeper than that. You want to go inside.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
But you might need to start even a step before. So, for example, if you took even a minute or 30 seconds, let's stick with the 30 seconds, to just write down the things that you can be proud of every day. And that might start with, I am proud that I got up. I am proud that I'm sitting here and I have a pen in my hand, you know. I am proud that, I don't know, I made a cup of coffee. It doesn't have to be big, but to acknowledge yourself for even the little things that you do. We do so many things and we take them for granted. So that would be even the step before looking in the mirror if that's too hard. Now, if you can look in the mirror, that is a wonderful, wonderful exercise to really focus on seeing beyond, you know, the wrinkles or whatever it is that you're seeing that you don't like in the mirror. And that takes a little practice, but it's a beautiful exercise. So, you know, wherever you're at, there are different approaches that will get you there. And what I'm saying is make it simple, set yourself up to win. So if you need to start with just writing a few sentences every day to really acknowledge yourself, to really build up that sense of, yes, I do have things that I do really well that I can be proud of, you know, and what's really important, it's going to get us back to thoughts, is don't give in to that monkey brain when it says, oh, you know, that's not so important. Of course it's important. Every single thing that you do is important. If you didn't get up, then, you know, the world would miss you in little ways. If whatever it is that you're contributing, and we're all, every single one of us, is contributing to the world, if we recognize it or not.
That's
so
true.
We are unique. Nobody else can do it just the way you do it. So wherever you need to start, you need to first know enough to know where do I need to start. And if one thing is too difficult, then let's just scale it back a little bit till you have enough of a momentum to get to the
next step. And, you know, women are so used to being put aside and that their concerns can't be number one because they have to get this done or they have to get that done. And somehow they feel that it's wrong to want a career and want a family at the same time. Don't you find that's true?
That is one of the things that I find all over the world. It's how do we juggle all of that? You know, there is the desire to be independent and bring your gifts into the world in a way that is nourishing you. And then there is the desire of maybe have a family and have children and feeling guilty about not being present. Now, what I always say is if you choose to be a stay-at-home mom, but you're miserable, that is not going to really help your children. So, you know, and if you choose not to have children or whatever, or to find a way to have daycare, but you feel guilty while you're at work,
then you're going to get that energy too.
Right. That's not going to nourish you either. And your children are going to pick it up energetically that something is off. And so it's about really getting to know you and finding ways to be at peace. And there are always ways to make it work. I have a friend in Canada. She has four children. No, wait, she had twins, five children. And she had her own company. Now, to watch this woman deal with her children individually and be so present to her clients when she was in a conversation with her corporate clients or individual clients I was in awe every single time. But she was in her own center. She really knew who she was. She knew what was important to her. And she was really, what's the expression? She was going at the sound of her own drummer. There's an expression like that.
Yeah, the sound of the drum, but she also was probably in a lot of her inner strength. And we're going to hear more about that after we hear the next commercials. Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. The book that we've chosen for tonight is Frequency by Penny Pierce. In Frequency, Penny leads us into new territory of possible human development. Penny explores the dynamics of energy, thought, personal resonance, and our acceleration of ultra-sensitivity. This comes from the new fifth dimension energies that are coming onto the planet. A simple shift in frequency raises your vibration and is often all it takes to change depression into peace, fear into enthusiasm, and stagnant dead-end situations into magical results. There are other books, such as Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension by Elizabeth Joyce, as well as many indicators that tell us we are about to experience a rapid transition into a new world that will change the essential nature of who we are and how we understand reality. Transcending the coming chaos is possible with the tools that are provided in the book Frequency. Very nice job, Penny. Frequency is an unprecedented gift for a person who is ready to evolve. This book is becoming a bestseller and guides you into some very important steps to your next life. Frequency by Penny Pierce is available at Amazon.com, local bookstores, and through the publisher, Beyond Words, the inscription of Ateria Books. Get it for a holiday gift. It would be a wonderful present. Frequency by Penny Pierce.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Singing I Am in the Flow, and she certainly is singing about being in the flow as a female, Louisa. And I have as my guest Louisa Reche. It's Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And that I thought was perfect, because what it's saying is that to get into the flow, you really have to reach for your blessed higher self and meld yourself with the divine, and then you will be directed. And I think that that's an important key to this, don't you, Louisa?
Absolutely. Yes, you have to know who you are within, and also know who you are, the bigger part of us, you know, what we call spirit, divinity. We all are that as well. And my opinion is really that when the two come together, the who we know ourselves to be right here, right now, and when we know really who we are at that larger picture, that is enlightenment.
Well, I think that meditation is part of it, a morning meditation and a nightly review. I think that does help you not only become stronger, but begin to tune into that creativity of yours. It might be dormant, and perhaps get some invisible guide, some inner direction for your life to improve it and go in the direction that you desire.
Absolutely, I agree. What I would like to add, Elizabeth, is that there are so many different meditations, and I hear so many times, oh, I don't know how to meditate, and I don't believe that. I believe that person has not found their right method yet. There are walking meditations, there are silent meditations, there's meditations with open eyes, looking at a candle. I mean, there are so many different ones that, you know, just keep exploring and come to that silence within.
I've learned that one of the confusions about that subject is that people are not connecting to their God source. They're afraid of that. There's something that makes them either feel unworthy or scared to do that, scared to really connect to themselves, their soul, their higher self. They connect to maybe a pre-programmed voice, but they don't connect to something that's just beyond that. It's very tender and very, very profound inside of you. I call it a deeply penetrating spiritual experience, but I do think that to bring yourself down to that level and to be able to go within and touch that is going to work magic and wonders in your life.
Absolutely, I agree with you, absolutely. It's just that with working with a lot of women, Elizabeth, what I see is that it's great, but they don't know what that means, and they don't know how to do it, and they are just so overwhelmed by their day-to-day, and it's like, well, that sounds great, but I don't have any strength to continue doing that. So what I teach the people that I work with is, you know, it doesn't matter where you start. It might start with acknowledging and being grateful for, you know, your right hand or your big toe, as we started when we started this program. What is it, 40 minutes ago? You know, that might be an entryway for you to really experience that bigger part of you, that amazing, incredible, divine self, even if you don't quite know what that means. So there isn't just one path. There are many, many paths to reach that. And so what I would like to offer your listeners something, Elizabeth. Would that be all right?
Absolutely. And your phone number and website too, of course.
Of course, yes. So because, you know, I talk about the four pillars, and everyone might need to start at another place. And if you really would like to find out, if you're not quite clear where to start, then I would like to offer you a complimentary assessment, a 15-minute assessment session with me, where we could talk where would be the best place for you to start in a simple and easy way. So if anyone would like to schedule such a complimentary assessment, you can reach me at Luisa. My email address would be Luisa, L-U-I-S-A, at InnerContessa, that's ConTessa.com, or you can call me at 215-598-0632.
And that's well worth it, because I've worked with Luisa. As a matter of fact, Luisa is going to be speaking at our BCMA meeting this coming Wednesday night, the 15th of September, in New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. We're at a new location, a new church, and I'm very excited about that. And you can go to thebcma.net for that schedule. And my website is www.new-visions.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're about to go into another commercial break. Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
But it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror. Life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. My guest tonight is Louisa Rache, but I would like to talk just a moment about my next week's guest, who is going to be the astrologer Mark Dodich. Mark Dodich is very well known throughout the country, and he does wonderful astrology. We've been friends for many years, and he's coming on to talk about the ending energies of the T-square that we have had all summer and how it's going to affect us in the next few months. And this will be a call-in show on Sunday night, September 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. So don't forget to tune in to listen to Mark Dodich and I chat about astrology and the power of now and what's happening in our universe. So tune in next week, Sunday night, June 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern, and let's find out. Well, Louisa, we're back.
Yes, we are here.
there's so much more that I want to ask you about. I just wanted to continue with talking about the empowerment of women. Don't you think that sometimes there comes the proper time to do things? For example, you might be bringing up your children and a friend might say, look, can you come in and help in my office just part-time? And don't you think there's life events that happen that tend to draw women out of themselves and have them begin to use a part of their mind again?
Oh, absolutely. But it always depends on the interpretation of those events. They happen all the time all around us. But if we were talking about this earlier, you know, if you have a subconscious belief system that you're supposed to be with your children 24/7, then even when that opportunity presents itself, you might have a fear or guilt or something like that. That's why it's important to really get to know yourself and get to release those subconscious fears and belief systems so that you can really be free. And in that freedom, your children will pick that up and you'll bring joy into your life as well as their life. And it will, the ripple effect, you know, through your
right.
family, your community, and it just ripples through the whole world. I mean, I'm a firm believer of that.
There's so many women that say, well, I'm the first one in my generation. I'm the first one in my family to be a doctor. I'm the first one to go to college. I'm the first one to become a lawyer. And you say to begin would be to perhaps call you or take one of your online courses.
Absolutely. Yes. If there is something that you're not fully expressing or you feel that nagging feeling, you know, there must be more, or I'm not quite sure why I'm here, or feeling guilty because you're not fulfilled by whatever it is, you know, even if life really looks good, but you still, it's not quite it, then you got to do something about that. That is your responsibility. And one of the reasons why I called my company the Inner Contessa is because Contessas were, in the good old times, appointed. They were not born into it. That means that you can appoint yourself.
Oh, that's neat.
Contessa. Yes, you can really choose the life that you want to live. And you might need to weed out what is right for you and get to know yourself and weed out the old and what doesn't serve you anymore or what's getting you stuck. But it is a choice. It's always a choice. So you can embrace that part of you that's already alive and vibrant within you and might just be hiding a little bit. So that is one of the things that it's my absolute pleasure to see the lights start shining through each and every single woman that that I assist. So, yeah, I invite you to check out the website, call me with a question or write in a question or a comment, anything like that, and it'll be my pleasure.
And, you know, when your life is stuck, Louise would always teach us, you know, you lose the light out of your eyes, and that's what you mentioned
yes.
before. And then you start perhaps getting off center and getting sick and creating disease. And how do you know when your life is stuck? How do you know if you're in such great fear? How do you know that it's time? Can you help us with that at all, Louisa?
Well, Elizabeth, it's pretty simple. I do believe that that life is meant to bring joy, to bring a sense of you're in the right place at the right time. So if you don't have that, I mean, we all get moments, you know, where things don't quite go our way. But if you have that persistent feeling that something is off, whatever that might be, or that might show up as a physical discomfort or even an illness, or emotionally you feel yourself being weepy all the time or just unhappy or angry or depressed, whatever, then something is out of balance.
Or, well, you know, Elaine Silver just sang, life is our mirror. And
yes.
I think part of what Elaine is trying to say to us is that maybe you're going to see that your aunt lived a life of devotion to her family and never thought of herself, and that's your mirror to say, I'm not going to live that way. I loved my aunt, but I can't do that for me. I want more. That could
right,
be a part of the mirror, a life experience.
Absolutely. Well, the aunt might have loved that, and that might have really been her calling. But if you're not satisfied with that, if something is really tugging at you, then that is your signal that there's something else or something more that wants to be expressed, and it's your responsibility to go find out what that is.
And it's going from your gut reaction, your inner Contessa.
Absolutely. Always.
The book Eat, Pray, and Love did show that in many of the movie was fabulous, in many of the scenes where she said, no, that's not right for me. And that sentence, Louisa, no, that's not right for me, that's new for a lot of women. They don't know how to say that. Isn't that true?
That is absolutely true. You need to learn to connect, to even know what is right for you. And to do that, you need to know who you are and what you like and don't like. And so many women define themselves by what their husbands like or don't like,
that's right,
or their mothers and fathers, or even their children. And they don't even know what it is that is important to them. So in order to be able to say that, you need to be in touch with yourself first. And that does
May
not
tell
need,
you a
need
story?
To be complicated. Absolutely.
Well, I remember being 20 years old, and I was like in the middle of my college years, and I liked everything that my mother liked, that my family liked. I really didn't know much of anything else. As a matter of fact, I was forbidden to eat pizza because my mother said it was Italian food and it wasn't good for me when I was little. This was a New England Baptist I got brought up with. And my friend took me to New York City to the Furniture District and said, we're going to have some fun today. And I said, oh, what are we going to do? He said, we are going to go onto every floor in this furniture store. And each floor was another country, Louisa. I went to China and I saw Chinese furniture. I went to France. I went to the Mediterranean. I went to Morocco. I went to Hawaii. I saw all I've never in my life had seen. Anything like it. It was so powerful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me that there's other ways of living and that it's safe and okay, that you're not going to die if you disagree with a parent and decide you're going to do something else. It was quite a growthful experience.
I can imagine how wonderful that you were able to have such an experience.
I know, because it made me wonder that, well, maybe I might like something else. And I noticed my reactions. Some of my reactions were fun and giggly, and others would say, oh, I don't want to go any further. I don't want to go in there. I don't like that. So I noticed the energy of each room and how it made me feel. And that was a big step for me.
Right. And we all have that. People tell me all the time, oh, I don't have intuition. And I say, that's not true. You have that immediate reaction to something. I like it. I don't like it. Whatever it is. You don't need to know why, but it's important that we listen to it and we follow it. So you have that sort of that came up just going through a furniture store, and anything can really bring us those experiences.
Yes,
but it's important that we get to know.
I call it listening to your gut feeling reaction.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And of course, they're more clear for you if you meditate on a regular basis. Then you're going to be more sensitive, and you're going to have a knowing that's not kind of like a shock, like going to every floor in the furniture store. You're going to know something inside. You're going to say, well, that feels right for me to do, or that doesn't feel right. And you know another thing that women don't know how to do, Louisa? They don't know how to say, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check inside.
Right.
Let me call you in the morning. They don't know how to do that, and they don't know how not to answer a question. Louise Hay taught us if you're asked a question, you don't have to answer it.
That's
you
true.
Can say, you can either ask a question back or you can say, I'll get back to you.
Right.
And how do you teach somebody to do that, Louisa?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but it is about recognizing your worth so that you have the right, and it's okay to say, you know what, I want to think about it, or not to feel obliged to give an answer, or not to feel obliged to say, oh, sure, you know, I'll do that for you, when inside that's not really what you want to do. Because it's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for the other person, because they will feel it. There is the vibration that they will feel that something is off. So you have to learn about yourself, and you have to really recognize the value that you have just by being you, no matter what it is that you do. Learn to be a human being, in that being, how precious you are.
You gave us some techniques with the hands and the smile. Do you have a technique, another one that would help awaken the inside?
Well, sure. We talked also about a 30-second exercise for thoughts, you know, where you choose a quality that you want and really embody that. That will help strengthen that sense of value. Or we talked also about maybe taking 30 seconds and writing your things that you can be proud about, which also help with that value that we were talking about, that so many women have a bit of a problem embodying. A quick technique for when you get caught in emotions, a lot of us know about that.
Yeah, we do that.
Yes, and then it sidetracks us. The easiest way to get out of an emotional state is to use your senses. So your sense of sight, smell, touch. So whenever you are in a deep emotion, caught up in it, really focus on something that you're seeing and really only allow yourself to see something and then allow yourself to touch something and focus on that, or to smell, see what you're smelling around you, what you're hearing around you. And the brain can only focus on one thing at a time. So if you really use your ability to choose, you can get yourself out of that emotional state, or certainly take the sting off. And that allows you to then take the next step, whatever that might be.
And, you know, I can remember when I got to that stage working with Louise Hay, too, I would say, what is right for me? What do I really want? I don't know. I'm scared. I don't have an answer. And I would just wait. Please bring me my answer. Please put me in my right place. Please bring me my answer. And I would feel a fear, and then I would feel like a numbness, like I couldn't choose because I didn't know how to do that. And then finally the answer would come, and it may take a while. So yes. I would say be gentle with yourself, wouldn't you?
Always. Always. Right. We're very critical, mostly of ourselves. So it's absolutely imperative that we be very, very gentle, as if you were dealing with your best friend, and that is you.
That's great. I want you to give your website and phone number one more time.
Absolutely. It's www.innercontessa.com. My phone number is 215-598-0632.
And this is Louisa Roche, and she will be speaking at the Bucks County Metaphysical Association in New Britain, Pennsylvania, this Wednesday night at 7:30. We invite all of you to come. If you want the schedule, please go to thebcma.net. Thank you, Louisa, and I would love to have you back soon. I'm sure
Elizabeth.
Bring so much more. Good night.
Good night.
Time for the meditation. And now I want you to think about opening up to your truth. Sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. And remember that truth is what stands the test of experience. A man should look for what is and not for what he thinks it should be. Albert Einstein. Without the core of truth, there can be no real justice, equality, success, progress, intelligence, security, peace, love, spirituality, or even our survival. Without the truth, mankind is lost and is headed for certain disaster in the near future. How can one open up and release their pain and move forward into the light of peace and happiness? Truth has a common denominator. Be assured, truth is the only thing that can unite all human beings. It is what we all have in common, and that will never change. There is only one sky for all of us. Everyone eats and breathes, is born, has their transitions in life, passes away, and dies. The ultimate truth is universal truth. It is the same for everyone, everywhere. It is part of how we create the oneness. It has always been there, and it always will be. We can now begin to see this big picture of life, the life of living in oneness and living in truth. Only truth can stop the wars, crime, hate, and vengeance to make the world a paradise that it can be. 2 + 2 = 4 does not equal anything else. The truth is, there is only one truth. Believing that 2 + 2 could equal 5 or maybe 6 doesn't make it true. There are an infinite amount of wrong answers, but there is only one true answer. Many of us have been bending the truth for some time. A child takes a test in school and fails. He goes over the answers with the teachers afterward, and she shows him the correct answers. And the response is, I know that,
I was going to write that. We need to learn to use our ability to reason, deductive logic, and unearth evidence to know and understand things that the first evidence may not reveal. We have progressed enough to know and understand the fundamental truth of life. We continue on a different form than in our Earth body. There are other galaxies, there are other planets with life such as ours, other universal beings, and once we see the proof of this, it will transform our world and make us understand the power of oneness even more. A newly learned truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. Third, it is accepted as being self-evident. It is not what you hear or what you look at that matters. It's what you see, how you interpret that, and how you take it inside. In that response lies the power of grace. Remember Melanie in Gone with the Wind? She truly chose to see only the good in others, and her love was rare. When you see life clearly and truly, it feels good. It is what people call a peak moment or a moment of clarity. These peak moments in your life feel good because you get a larger percentage of what each moment in life actually contains. You are filled with life, joy, and love. Your mind and thoughts are the gatekeeper of life. Sometimes universal truth flickers in, but most of the time, it does not. The new fifth dimension energies are removing the blocks to set up new thinking patterns, new responses, and bring forth a new environment for the human race. Your mind blocks most of life that's coming to you. Without the mind blocking this life, you can receive all of life, true life, and reflect it all back out. Seeing the Great Sphinx in Egypt or the Eiffel Tower for the first time is a peak moment for more people, or a delightful mountain range in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. Why does this make you feel so alive? Nothing really happens to you. Why doesn't it feel as good as the second time you see it? You are seeing the same thing. The reason is your mind has already opened up to that something special. The truth is, every moment of life is special, and you can be completely open to life most of the time. You have to see life to know the truth inside. Now let's do a meditation. Gently allow yourself to open to your inner being, that vital part of you. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Feel a bright light coming down and penetrating your body through the crown chakra. Feel your inner being with this white light. Allow this light to energize your being on all levels. Take a deep breath. Now, ask your blessed higher self, your invisible spiritual messenger, what is my truth? What is left out of my life at this time? What is my desire and how can I fulfill it? Spirit, lead me forward to truth. Do I need to lose weight? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to stop smoking? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I need to earn more money? Open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel beautiful and alive? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my family? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Do I feel nourished and loved by my peers? If not, open the energies to actualize that. Spirit, what is my life direction at this time? What can I do to be more loving and supportive to others? Please open me up to my full potential. Show me the way. I lean on your inner revelations, Spirit. As I take the time to dwell in your presence, I learn, accept, and walk your truth, my truth, and life opens up all the doors that have been closed to me. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you.